Rest of the headlines, Palestinians continue to suffer as Gaza marks 1,000 days of a deadly Israeli siege. Initial election results in Iraq put the prime minister's coalition ahead in another major city. And in Indonesia, thousands take to the streets to protest the upcoming visit by Barack Obama. Hello and welcome. It is 8:30 p.m. here in the capital, Tehran. Many thanks for joining our broadcast. You tuned into Press TV International News. Our lead story, united in protest against the Israeli siege of Gaza. Palestinians have marched through Gaza to mark 1,000 days of crippling siege amid international apathy. Yusuf Al-Halou has the details.
Freedom for Gaza was the main slogan in this rally, marching towards the Israeli-controlled Erez crossing in northern Gaza. Hundreds of Gaza residents protested against the ongoing Israeli siege, which has been imposed on Gaza for more than 1,000 days. The Popular Committee Against the Siege, which has been behind hundreds of anti-siege events in Gaza over the past 3 years, called for an international uprising against the siege.
We came here to tell the international community that it's time to take steps to pressure the Israelis to end the inhumane siege. 1,000 days of siege and suffering are enough.
The families of the victims of the ongoing siege and destructive war carried banners and Palestinian flags, demanding an end to what they described a brutal hermetic siege. The ongoing siege has affected all aspects of life, led to the collapse of the Gaza economy and death of hundreds of patients due to travel restrictions.
The siege must come to an end. We demand that the world pressure force them to end the blockade. We've been deprived of our basic rights and needs. We're prisoners in the Gaza Strip under collective punishment.
Free Palestine! The protesters were joined by internationally pro-Palestinian peace activists, expressing their solidarity with the Gazans. They called for an immediate end to what they described Israel's culture of impunity towards international law.
I don't think the international community, aside from the politicians, I don't think the international community realizes the extent and severity of the siege. I don't think they realize how hard the siege is actually affecting people in Gaza.
The Gazan people are steadfast. No siege, no massacre can ever kill their spirit.
A few days ago, Gazans held a candle vigil and lit 1,000 candles to mark 1,000 days of ongoing siege.
Hundreds of Gazans take to the streets of Gaza City almost on a daily basis to protest against the Israeli policies. Meanwhile, in light of the international community's inaction to force Israel to end its siege on Gaza, dismayed Gazans here wonder how long this blockade will continue. Yusuf Al-Halou, Press TV, Gaza.
Well, in the meantime, Israeli authorities have extended a full closure in the occupied West Bank. The closure was supposed to be lifted on Saturday, but it has been extended for 3 more days. It restricts Palestinians entering the Al-Aqsa Mosque for prayers, a move which led to violent clashes between Israeli troops and Palestinian worshippers on Friday. Palestinian authorities say Tel Aviv has also ordered the demolition of a mosque under construction in the northern West Bank village of Burin. Israel sealed off the West Bank earlier in the week, citing security reasons. The move came after Tel Aviv said it planned to build 1,600 new homes in East Jerusalem. Al-Quds. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has hinted that he will go ahead with plans to build new settlements in the occupied West Bank, despite the U.S. condemnation. Netanyahu regretted the disclosure timing of the plan, which coincided with the visit of U.S. Vice President to the region, pushing for restarting Israeli-Palestinian talks. He said the plan for building 1,600 new settler homes should not have been disclosed after Palestinians agreed to indirect peace talks with Israel. Tel Aviv has come under fire from Washington for the controversial plan. The U.S. has blasted the move as yet another blow to its efforts to revive stalled peace talks between Palestinians and Israel. Initial results of vote counting in Iraq's parliamentary elections have given Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's bloc a wide lead. According to the Election Commission, Maliki's State of Law Alliance is ahead in the southern oil hub of Basra. On Saturday, the results indicated Maliki's list taking a lead in the capital, Baghdad. However, the Iraqi bloc of former Premier Iyad Alawi is leading in the oil-rich province of Kirkuk. The results are partial and represent nearly half of the country's 18 provinces. No single bloc is expected to get the majority of votes to form a government. A close ally of Maliki says his coalition is already in talks with leading political parties on forming a coalition government. An attack on a U.S. military base in central Iraq has left an American soldier dead. Two other troopers were wounded in the incident, which took place in Iraq's Diyala province. The U.S. military says the soldier was killed by indirect fire in a mortar or rocket attack. The wounded have been transferred to a military hospital and are in stable condition. This brings the number of U.S. soldiers killed in Iraq since the 2003 U.S.-led invasion to 4,384. Iranian authorities say they have busted a cyber network that aimed to destabilize the country. The group, funded by Washington, has been involved in a cyber war as part of a larger U.S.-backed campaign of regime change in Iran. At least 30 of its leaders have been arrested.
It all began in 2006 after the former U.S. government approved a CIA project with a funding of over $400 million aimed at destabilizing Iran and toppling the government. Iranian officials say a key part of the campaign was a cyber war, for which the U.S. focused on anti-Iran terrorist organizations such as the MKO and the Kingdom Assembly of Iran. For that campaign, a network known as the Iran Proxy was set up, which developed anti-proxy software for information theft and espionage purposes. Meanwhile, the MKO element established a network under the guise of human rights activities, led by Ahmed Batibi and Kayvan Rafi'i, and planned to equip its members with weapons to enter an armed conflict with the Iranian government. The group has held strong connections with foreign media and provided them with wrong and biased information on the major developments inside Iran. The network has done its best to incite violence by launching a propaganda campaign during the post-election unrest in Iran by spreading lies regarding the death toll. Iranian officials say the network also used the internet for recruiting terrorists and training them in Iraq and other countries. It also tried to collect information on nuclear scientists. Iranian authorities say Batibi, the network's spokesman, met former U.S. President George W. Bush in person. The Iranian judiciary has already sent a formal request to the Interpol to arrest Batibi as well as other key members of the network who live abroad.
Sarbas Nazari there with that report. Iran's envoy to the Vatican says legal work is underway to secure the release of an Iranian journalist detained in Italy. Ali Akbar Nasseri made the comments in Tehran, where he met with Iranian lawmakers to review a number of issues, including Hamid Masuminejad's case. The Iranian ambassador said he expects the Italian government to immediately release the detained Iranian correspondent. Italian police arrested Masuminejad last week, along with another Iranian national, over allegations of arms trafficking. The move has sparked a diplomatic row between Rome and Tehran. Iran says the move is politically motivated. Moving on to Indonesia, where thousands have held rallies in cities across the country to protest a visit by the U.S. president later this month. The rallies have been staged by the Muslim group Hizb ut-Tahrir. The protesters shouted slogans against Barack Obama and his war policies. Obama spent several years of his childhood in Jakarta in the late 60s. He is scheduled to visit the country next week. The trip has already been delayed due to debates over the health care reform bill at home. Obama's trip also includes stops in Guam and Australia. Regional security is expected to be a key focus of the visit. We're tuning into Press TV International News. Let's take a look at the top stories for this hour. Palestinians continue to suffer as Gaza marks 1,000 days of a deadly Israeli siege. Initial election results in Iraq put the Prime Minister's coalition ahead in another major city. And in Indonesia, thousands take to the streets to protest an upcoming visit by Barack Obama.